from KQED.
It was a day of celebration for many young people in the country here illegally. President Obama today announced the U.S. will no longer deport them if they're under 30 years old, have been here 5 years, and have no felony record.
This has been the best news I've heard, better than graduating.
Itzel Guillen just graduated from Patrick Henry High School in San Diego with a 4.1 GPA. She's headed to San Diego State in the fall.
Coming as a four-year-old to the United States, I feel that I should stay, and this law is helping me not get deported and others as well. This is a great opportunity to do what I can for the country.
Elation on one side of the immigration debate, and on the other, a swift and angry response to the election year policy change. Ira Melman is with the Federation for American Immigration Reform.
What it's going to mean is that you are going to have a de facto amnesty for perhaps as many as a million people who are in the country illegally. The clear signal to people all around the world is, hey, get your kids to the United States, keep them here for a few years, and they're as good as in.
The Obama administration says the policy does not provide amnesty, but the change will have an immediate impact on the lives of many undocumented young people. Some can now get work permits. Undocumented students can now study legally. One recent UC Berkeley grad has lived under the threat of deportation most of his life. His dream? To become a doctor. Mina Kim has his story.
New Lottie, who asked that we not use his full name, first started thinking seriously about pursuing medicine when he was a high school junior and had to go with his mom to the doctor to translate for her. Lottie's mother is Thai and speaks little English. The appointment was for a gynecological exam.
It's a small room where on just one side of the room there's, you know, a bed for the patient, and then the OB-GYN was with her, and then there was a curtain in between us.
Lottie's mother had been feeling pain in her lower abdomen. Through the curtain, Lottie would translate commands from the doctor to his mom and his mom's answers back to the doctor. It was awkward. He couldn't see them. He couldn't translate the medical terms verbatim.
And, I mean, to my mom, it's very, I think, a private matter for a lady. And so I think that part was kind of interesting for me to have to be in that role.
Lottie's mom ended up needing a hysterectomy for a problem that could have been prevented, Lottie says. The incident made Lottie wonder if he could someday be the doctor on the other side of the curtain.
Definitely. That was kind of the beginning.
Lottie put himself on a pre-med track, graduating with the second highest marks in his Sacramento high school class. At UC Berkeley, he maintained a 3.7 grade point average as a molecular and cell biology major. Then, this past April, before his graduation from Cal, he was accepted to a sought-after summer internship at Cornell's Weill Medical College. For many students, that's a step toward medical school acceptance. Lottie's dimples show as he remembers getting the letter.
I think I stared at it for a good couple of hours, not opening it. And I was like, it was really exciting. It was really exciting.
But then he read the fine print.
And unfortunately, they were asking for a lot more paperwork.
Like a social security number and proof of permanent residency, because the program includes a stipend.
So I kind of knew maybe I had to talk to them about my situation.
Lottie is in the U.S. illegally. When he was 9 years old, his parents brought him and his two siblings here on a six-month visa and never left. For advice on how to explain this to Cornell officials, Lottie turned to Kathy Jin at the nonprofit Educators for Fair Consideration. It gives students like him scholarships and legal support. Jin says she's met only recently a handful of students like Lottie, determined to pursue medical school in spite of the cost and the rumors.
The rumor has been that undocumented students would not be accepted into medical schools because they don't think they'll be able to do residencies. And so medical schools don't want to give away any spots to students they don't think will be able to go through the whole program.
Lacking any guidelines for students like Lottie, Jin simply encouraged him to be honest. He was. And Cornell officials withdrew the offer. Lottie was crushed. But neither he nor Jin gave up. They called Jeff Hawkins, a Silicon Valley tech entrepreneur and inventor of the Palm Pilot. Remember those? Hawkins is a major donor to Jin's nonprofit and a Cornell alumnus.
I basically wrote to the people who ran this program that knew was getting into, and I copied some other people at the university, including the president of the university, who I know. This is an important thing in our time to support undocumented students.
Hawkins says some people have criticized his philanthropy, saying it's unfair to struggling American students who are in the country legally. But to Hawkins, kids brought to the U.S. illegally as minors have done nothing wrong.
These kids are innocent, and I don't think most people are aware that we're taking these tens of thousands of kids who are really, really bright and motivated, who've gotten into the best schools, and we're putting them into sort of a banishment and limbos.
The federal DREAM Act would give some undocumented students who attend college or serve in the military a pathway to citizenship. The act is stalled in Congress. As Lottie's Cal graduation approached, he began looking at his other options. Then 2 weeks before commencement, Cornell officials readmitted him to their summer program without the stipend. For Lottie, word of his reacceptance gave him a new sense of purpose.
If I go and I do well and they really see that, okay, this is what is possible from an undocumented student, that it could potentially open up a lot more doors for a lot of other students who right now are in the same boat as me.
On his graduation day, Lottie wasn't thinking about the obstacles that lay ahead. He had only two people on his mind: his mom, a cook at a Thai restaurant, and his dad, a waiter.
Every time I think of like the sacrifices that they've made when they moved here, and you know, they never complained, and just starting a new life here was so difficult.
Just as Lottie leaves for New York this weekend, President Obama has announced that his administration will halt the deportations of young people and offer some work permits. Unlike the DREAM Act, the policy is temporary and does not offer a path to legal status. Still, Lottie says he feels closer to having a future in this country, and he's more motivated than ever to do well on his medical school entrance exams. For the California Report, I'm Mina Kim.